This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Today we are coming to you from the JPR Reading Studios. And my guest is singer-songwriter Soak. It's Bridie Mons Watson. Hello and welcome.
Hi.
Thanks for stopping by. The record is an interesting one and a very good one. It's called Before We Forgot How to Dream. That one is out on Rough Trade Records. On your Facebook page, and I don't know whether this came directly from you or not, but the description, you know, everybody, artists on Facebook have a little description, and yours basically just says, short Irish kid who appreciates dragons and dinosaurs, has wonky bottom teeth, and writes songs. Kind of funny sometimes.
That was me.
Is that was you?
Yeah, that was definitely me.
Is that how you see yourself these days?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that and kind of regretful because I changed that like 2 days ago.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
What does it say now?
I think it just says like something about the album.
Irish kid, you grew up in Northern Ireland,
yeah.
Right? In a place called Derry.
Yeah.
Which, interestingly enough, is the oldest completely walled city in all of the UK.
Yeah. I think it might be in Europe as well, actually.
Did it feel strange? I mean, obviously it's the place where you're from, so it felt completely natural to wake up day after day. But now that you have toured as much as you have toured and traveled as many places, does it feel weird for the city to be completely enclosed by a wall?
Well, I mean, the wall is like the center of the city. I don't think about it much. Kind of for me growing up, the walls were like the place where you go with your pals just to like hang about. It doesn't feel like it's historical much when you're kind of a kid, I guess.
Does it give you a good view in or out or both?
Both, yeah. Yeah, it's like, it's not that long. It's kind of like a 20-minute walk the whole way around. Huh. But you can see most of the city from it. It's cool.
Well, I want to ask you about growing up, which was actually not all that long ago. You're what, all of 19 at this point, right?
Yeah.
Skater.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did a lot of skateboarding.
Yeah, it's been a little while, but...
Do you have one when you're out on tour? Do you bring one with you?
I do sometimes. Definitely whenever a tour is like a month long, I'll bring one. But we're only here for a week, so.
It can be a dangerous thing for somebody who plays guitar to be skating, right?
Well, I mean, I've never actually like broken a bone.
Not really?
Yeah, well, I broke like a finger once, but that was unrelated to skateboarding. But yeah, we were on tour in November and I bought a skateboard like a month into a 7-week tour and I fell the second I got on it. So,
now, do you still live in Derry?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I'm just never there.
Plans to relocate to anywhere more central to making music as a career?
No, I thought about it and it would probably make my life a lot easier if I lived somewhere more convenient. But no, I mean, all my friends, I'm only 19, so all my friends are kind of in school there and my family's there. So.
Yeah.
I would feel weird anywhere else.
Soak is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Before We Forgot How to Dream. You can find information on Soak at her website, which is soakmusic.co.uk. What do you want to play first for us?
A song called Blood.
just forget.
That is Blood, spelled B-L-U-D. It's music from Soak, my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. It's a song from the record called Before We Forgot How to Dream. Soakmusic.co.uk is the web address to learn more about Soak. It's Bridie Mons-Watson live today in the studios. Tell me a little bit about how schooling works, because reading about your bio and sort of the timeline of you in school, and you went to university to study music, but at like 17, right? Like you were fairly young when you went off to school.
Kind of. I did, in Ireland, we have a thing called GCSEs, which are like the kind of last compulsory exams you got to take. And I did them when I was 16. And then I went to like a music college for like 7 months. And that didn't work out because...
What were your ideas? What did you want to do?
I didn't really know.
No?
When I was finishing my GCSEs, that's when I kind of started to, like, put music on the internet. And that's when, like, record labels and stuff got involved. And then I did the music college thing for a little while. But it didn't really work out because I was going on tour half the time and I wasn't really in the country, so...
You are now a grizzled veteran of, what, about 6 years of making music, right at the age of 19. You started right around 13 writing songs. What was it that got you into writing music?
Whenever I started learning guitar, that was kind of the first hobby I had that, like, or something that I actually really stuck to. And I felt like it gave me a voice that because I was a very shy kid, I felt like it gave me a voice that I didn't really have otherwise.
Did skateboarding connect you to a group of kids, or did you do that by yourself?
Well, I feel like around that time when like I started playing guitar and playing in bands and, you know, getting really invested in music, and that's when I kind of started skateboarding as well. I think through both those things, that's kind of how I found my friend group. And, you know, when you're 13, you're finding yourself.
Yeah, well, yeah. Some people takes a lot longer than that. How did you settle on the name Soak?
I was in like a couple of bands before the whole Soak thing, and they always had really dumb names. And then when it came to
That's what she said was one of them, right?
Yeah, that's what she said was a band. And then when it came to kind of the solo thing, I always thought it was really boring for people to use their own names. I don't know why, because my name's kind of weird anyway. I asked my mom, and she was like, "Your music sounds like soul and folk." So she just combined the words.
Into Soak. Yeah. Well, I could see that Bridie could be confused with Birdie, right? Yeah. Who's another young artist out of the UK, right? Spelled very similar.
It's true, actually.
Pretty early on, one of your songs ends up getting aired by Radio 1.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like everybody listens to that, at least at some point during the week.
That's a big show.
And how old were you when that happened?
I think the first time I was 15, and
that's pretty incredible.
It was cool.
Did you hear it? Or did you just get a bunch of texts and phone calls from people that heard you on Radio 1?
No, I got this, in the UK they have this really amazing thing called BBC Introducing, which is kind of like a track uploader website. And a lot of like brand new bands can kind of just like put their music on it, and then, you know, maybe it'll get heard by someone. And I did that. So the first time I got played on like my local radio, which is like BBC Northern Ireland, and then I got played on BBC Introducing on Radio 1 next, and you get like a little email when it happens. So I remember getting the email and kind of like running around the house really late at night telling everyone.
It has gone extremely well since then. We'll talk about some of your recent accolades and awards in just a minute. Soak is my guest today live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The record is called Before We Forgot How to Dream. Soakmusic.co.uk is the website. What's next?
A song called Be a Nobody.
I know this one well.
Cool. Teenage
That is Be a Nobody. It's Soak live today in the JPR Reading Studios, a song from the record called Before We Forgot How to Dream. Soakmusic.co.uk is the web address for more information. I don't know that surprised is the right word to use, but I think when I first heard your record, I was taken by the fact that for a young girl, you don't write from the perspective of an adult, the way a lot of young performers try to do, you know, as if they've had many more life experiences than they've had, right? And you also don't write simplistic songs that you would expect to come from a very young songwriter. Yeah. You've done a very good job of writing from a teen perspective, of the realities of finding your way, like you mentioned earlier, trying to find yourself, you know, that evolution and that growth, the maturity that comes. Were the songs easy for you when you first started putting them to paper and to guitar, as the case were?
Yeah, I think whenever I began writing, I was doing it a lot for myself. So I wasn't really thinking much about like how anything was going to appeal to anybody or how it was going to transfer. I was primarily doing it, you know, to like speak my mind and try and work things out through that means. So yeah, I guess I was writing about like teen life because that's what I know.
Did you ever expect a couple of years ago that you would have performed Be a Nobody a few thousand times at this point?
No. Didn't even think I'd write the song.
Yeah. The record is remarkably polished, and there's a lot of help on the record from members of the band Villagers.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
How did you connect with them, and who contacted whom to get involved with making your record?
So I've just been lucky that over the years I've got to play with Villagers quite a few times. Specifically when I was like just starting out as well, they gave me a couple of shows supporting them. And I guess I got to know Tommy through that. Tommy plays in Villagers, but also runs a studio called Attica, which is like way out in the middle of nowhere in Ireland. And so I can't really remember how it happened, but I ended up going up there and recording some stuff a couple of years ago. And I've pretty much, everything I've done really has been recorded by Tommy, including this album. And the drums on this album are also done by James, who also played in Villagers, and Cormac from Villagers as well plays piano on it, so.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Good friends, yeah. Right? Well, we are not the only organization that has noticed the quality of this record. You just, in the last few days, won Irish Album of the Year, the Choice Music Awards.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And you have been shortlisted for the Mercury Prize.
Yeah.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Especially for a debut record.
Yeah.
This is a remarkable honor, so congratulations on that. Who did they end up picking?
Benjamin
Clementine. Yeah. So it's basically they do like a 12 albums of the year, and then they pick one to win. But still.
Yeah, it was kind of right? Like a weird thing to happen.
Top 12. Do you have any idea that this was coming? I mean, when the Radio 1 started playing your music and the response was good and the feedback was good and the record companies were communicating with you, did you have an idea that you would be where you are now?
I've never really kind of expected much from anything. So, I mean, I guess everything comes as a surprise to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's worked out well.
Well, still relatively unknown probably in the United States.
Yeah.
But that is going to change in a gigantic way this summer.
You reckon?
Because you have landed the gig opening for whom?
The Lumineers.
We've heard of them.
Yeah.
They're basically selling out every single gig
that
has been announced thus far. And you're going to be out there in front of giant crowds in every city learning about Soak.
Yeah.
You ready for that?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah?
We're coming. I think it'll be cool this trip as well because we've got our full bands coming over and we've got our own crew and stuff, which would be nice. So that's usually a completely different kind of show.
Now, is your band now basically Villagers or have you found other musicians? Yeah?
No, I mean, like, I don't know what I'd do without Tommy. So he plays in the band and James also. So there's three of us on stage. It's quite loud. It's
right
good.
On.
Yeah.
Now, the record came out, I mean, we got a copy of this thing almost a year ago, like last May, something like that. So the record's probably been done for a year and a half.
Yeah.
How's the progress on what's next?
It's good. I mean, we've literally been on tour for more or less the past year with very brief stops. So has it been that? And then we just got back from Australia at the start of January. And between then and now, I've had some time off, so I've been doing a lot of writing and demos and stuff. It's going well. It's kind of interesting because I had a lot of time to write the first album and I didn't really think much about it.
Is it changing as you were growing up?
Oh, big time, yeah. It's like, well, I mean, I never want to kind of do the same thing twice. Yeah. I never want to do anything predictable. So I think the next album in my brain so far, it's like going to be quite loud. And I just, yeah, right now I just want to write songs that like I can play in venues that are like sweaty and kind of disgusting and it'd be loud and noisy.
Well, the first one is fantastic. Congratulations. My guest today is Soak, Brady Mons Watson, live in the JPR Reading Studios. The album is Before We Forgot How to Dream. Soakmusic.co.uk is the web address. And if you are lucky enough and you can find them, you have a chance to see her on tour this summer all across North America as support for the Lumineers. Will you play us one more?
Yeah. Stars and moon remind me of you. I don't know what to say. It might make you worse. I don't understand. Well, her problem is I think she's just a fish. I know you get it bad. You don't deserve this, and I won't put it up with their ignorance when they tell you they love you. Well, they don't mean. I don't think they know what they mean. I don't think they know what love is. Fair it around like it's worth it. Don't think they know what love is. I don't get this town, neither do you. We should run away, just me and you. 'Cause I don't get the people here. They're curious, they don't really care. Secret choice, interfere. Wish they would disappear. They don't know what love is. Throw it around like it's worth. I prayed for you, and you know I don't like Jesus. Want you to get better. Please, please get better for you.
That is Soak, music from the record Before We Forgot How to Dream. Soak is playing live in the JPR Reading Studios today. It's Brady Mons Watson. Soak, a real pleasure. Thank you for stopping by and visiting.
Thank you.